Members of the Republican majority in the Senate are continuing their focus on social issues. Tuesday, members of the chamber will vote on a bill to drug test some West Virginians who receive public assistance. Senate Bill 6 creates a 3-year pilot program to drug test recipients of TANF. TANF stands for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families and is designed to provide temporary relief for working families who struggle to make ends meet. Senator Ryan Ferns is the lead sponsor of the bill. He says it requires employees of the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources prove reasonable suspicion before drug testing a TANF recipient.
So they do that through two ways. One is if the person has been convicted of a drug-related offense in the last 5 years, and the other is through a screening process which they already have in place. And if the person, if in that screening process there's indications that they may be using drugs, then they would qualify to be drug tested.
Ferns says the program would operate on a 3-strike system. After one failed drug test, a recipient would not lose their benefits, but would be required to enter into rehabilitative and workforce training programs. After a second failed test, the person would lose their benefits for either 12 months or until they complete one of those training or rehabilitation programs. After a third failed test, that West Virginian would lose eligibility for TANF benefits for life. Benefits, however, will not be taken from dependent children in the home. Ferns says the bill requires the DHHR to find another qualified adult in their lives to take over distribution of child benefits, something he says the state already does in other cases.
The drug epidemic has been increasingly harmful to our state. It's getting worse and worse all the time, and we are looking at any possible way that we can assist individuals who need help and get them help. And so we really look at this as a compassionate means for identifying individuals who are drug addicts and then getting them into help and giving them an incentive to get help.
Those opposed to the bill maintain the screening process will allow for discrimination against minority and low-income West Virginians. About 7,600 West Virginians received TANF benefits in January. The DHHR estimates the program will cost the state about $50,000 to implement and about $22,000 each year after. Senators will vote on Senate Bill 6 Tuesday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.